Welcome to my weekly podcast, Small Business Conversation with Melita. Today, we'll be discussing how to ride the economic wave during this recession. Kumara Nipadeshi, CEO of Spartan SME Finance, is in studio today. He'll be giving that little push to help remain positive despite the dire economic conditions. What does it mean to actually ride the economic wave, especially as a small business in South Africa currently?
First and foremost for me, it's a mindset. And why it's a mindset, because that's what it means for me. It's a mindset. And we increasingly in a volatile environment, that's normal. It's hard to predict at every turn what's going to happen. And your best planning, you know, is what is that saying? Man makes plans and God laughs, right? So to deal with that emotionally, to deal with that financially is a very difficult thing. So my best advice or guidance is to have the right mindset and the right lens. Just today, this morning, I come out of a meeting with a client that is struggling a bit. We lent them a large amount of money and they've been paying us, but their client, public sector client, has not paid them. As a result, they're having a difficulty paying us. They've been very upfront with us sitting in, and the gentleman was very stressed out. You can overly stressed out, you know, and wanting to rethink his whole business, whether he still continues after all of this is closed out and done. And so I asked him, why is that? He said, well, you know, cause I didn't expect it to go this way. I expected it to be fine. I expected it all to go well. Mm. And therein lies the problem, because things never ever go the way we expect entirely. Some of it will happen the way we expect and some of it won't. So this lens is about, if you're expecting everything to be bad and negative, that is problematic, because not everything is bad and negative and going to be failure. And similarly, if you're expecting everything to be perfect and joyful and go dreamingly well, that's also a problem, because it doesn't. And when it doesn't, then you battle to deal with that emotionally, you battle to plan, and sometimes you may freeze up and be anxious. So for me, I like the surfing analogy, and that is to ride the waves, that when times are great and things are going amazingly well, don't get carried away. Be grounded enough to know, well, around the corner, something's not going to go well, and I need to just be on even keel, learning to surf the ups and downs. And similarly, if you're having a bad day or something, crisis has happened, just realize that, listen, this is a temporary situation. It can't always be like this. So this even keel lens, this is the right philosophy to have.
We are aware, obviously, that we've got some micro and macro challenges in the country right now. So what advice would you give then to an entrepreneur who's got internal problems or challenges within their business, but at the same time, the economic conditions are just not allowing them to actually succeed?
Two things, one on the micro and on the macro. On the micro, you want to make sure that your house is properly in order, because, you know, if you've got a weak foundation for your building or your business and you've got a weak structure for your building or your business, it can't stand a storm. So internally at a micro level in your business, you've got to make sure that you're not suffering from any self-inflicted wounds. Some examples are, you know, if you're not doing cash flow forecasts, you're not having some basic management in place, number one. Number two, if you're not doing your invoicing timely and your statements out and you're not actively collecting on your debtors book, especially in a time like this, you know, you deserve to be punished, because that's a self-inflicted wound. Another thing could be most people are not doing their financial management accounts monthly and reviewing them within a few weeks after month end. So you don't know how well you're doing or not doing. So you want to make sure that the basics, the right foundation and structure is right internally in your business, because it's only then can you navigate and say, right, I'm going to be at the macro picture stormy. The macro picture is volatile. It's an earthquake, you know, in some respects. And so you need to make sure your house is strong at a micro level. Then that gives you the comfort and confidence and the time to lift your head up. Lift your head up and have some perspective. Because if you are busy, consumed by internal problems, you don't have the luxury to lift your head up and deal with the macro issues in the country. So once you can lift your head up and deal with the macro issues in the country, You can, that looks like figuring out where your offering or your product or service is in relation to the competitive landscape, or the things that seemingly are changing, and how you can adapt. Maybe you'll come up with a new product. Maybe you'll tweak this. Maybe you'll focus on a different segment that's more profitable. Maybe you'll diversify away from public sector if you're dependent on them and payment is a problem. So you can deal with these macro things only when your internal house is in order.
Kumaran, you interact with a lot of SMEs. So what would you say are actually the main challenges that you have picked up?
The common themes are fewfold. The one would be financial management. Typically, it's not normal for an entrepreneur to have studied accounting. You know, that's more the exception. Most of them have not done accounting. So they do not have a natural sense about these things. And secondly, it's often neglected to be the last resource you put in place, you know, because you put more people in sales and in production and in operations and in financial stuff, you neglect that. And so the structure is never ever strong enough to support the growth. So as they start getting more projects or sales increases or contracts come about, and poor administration is then what kills them. Simple things like if you're not invoicing on time and chasing down that invoice and that payment like, you know, like your life depended on it, then you're going to have cash flow problems. Then you're going to want to go and borrow, but actually you shouldn't be borrowing. You've got poor administration that's caused your cash flow problems. So the one, I just gave you an example, the one is financial management. The second theme would be around target markets and segmentation. Find often that there's the focusing not on the right target markets or right segments, and perhaps there's more profitable ones or ones that they are more suited to from a competitive point of view. And so, but it's hard to shift or to make that change. So that would be, target markets would be the second theme. The third, I would say, is pricing. Because to the extent you're not confident about your offering and you commoditize yourself with a whole lot of competitors chasing down the same target market, you will be a bit insecure, and that will be reflected in your pricing. You will charge a lower price, make less profit or no profit, and then you're hiding to nothing. So I can go on, but let's just keep it at that three for now.
Kumaran, I actually like how you touch a bit on anxiety and how to manage it, you know, in a business. So what advice would you say then entrepreneurs should use in better managing their anxiety?
So a few things. One is it's trying to have the right philosophy that there'll always be this up and this down, you know. So for me, I draw from Mother Nature. If you look at the sun that rises and sets, someone's born and dies. The waves go up and down. There's a magnetic field. So embedded in nature, in that principle of physics, is that this up and down, right? If you have that view that things will go right and wrong at the same time, it helps you to interpret things. Because often it's about how we respond to what happens. So philosophy is the right thing. Maybe meditation will help somewhat. Second is just having a good night's sleep and reflecting on it the next morning. And I would say the last one on helping with anxiety is always having people you can talk to that are external, because they will hold a mirror to you and calm you down and give you perspective.
That was Kumaran Padeshi, CEO of Spaten SME Finance.